Mark LaBelle, thanks.
It's 7:15. You might have heard us ask on air a few times in recent weeks for your suggestions on issues that you think we should look into over the course of the election campaign. One that has come up a lot is the cost of the election. So for our series of off-the-grid reports, Sancho Burke has been investigating.
There are 650 constituencies which...
A general election is a massive national exercise. This year's is expected to be the most expensive ever. It's likely to come in at over £140 million, a cost met by the Cabinet Office. John Turner of the Association of Electoral Administrators.
I'm not at all surprised at it. Costs always go up. But here in particular, you have a situation where the general election is not being run in conjunction with any other polls on that day. So, for example, if it had been run on May the 4th alongside the county council elections, the costs would have been split between the county councils and Parliament. On this occasion, there are no other polls other than the odd local government by-election that might take place.
Costs have risen at every general election for the last 50 years, and there's great variation between constituencies. This year, for example, the returning officer in Kingston, South London, has been allowed nearly four times the amount allocated to the returning officer in Havant, in Hampshire. David Cowling of King's College London.
Well, certainly the variation in costs, I think, is largely down to geography and the size of the constituency in terms of numbers of electors. In terms of why the costs are going up, I think it's inflation, obviously, but I think it's also the cost of recruiting people and also hiring halls. There's now a lot of pressure on local authorities to stop using schools, especially with this great proliferation of national elections, because, of course, the kids' education is disrupted.
So given the ever-growing cost, could we run our elections more efficiently? John Turner and David Cowling.
Not under the current system. You know, it is labour intensive. That is really the point of it. So you need a large number of temporary staff volunteers who actually staff the polling stations, get themselves involved with postal voting on a much larger scale than was the case a few years ago, counting the votes at the end of the day, etc. And the simple cost of hiring in the logistics that you need to make an election run successfully.
I think we have to be radical to really be more cost efficient. I think we'd probably have to move on to something like electronic voting, where instead of having a ballot paper, you go in and you press a button in a machine. You'd have to buy those machines, but once you've done that, then you could discount a great deal of the cost that comes from polling day. You should be able to do away with all those count centres and all those people having to count votes and the ballot boxes being taken in and transported, the police, the security. That would be a saving in the longer term.
And the race to be first and all of that.
Yes, certainly the drama would go out of it, that's for sure. So I don't think I support that proposition at all.